Steve Dion here with the Final Score.tv, joined by Jeff Rex today from KAPS Radio up in Mount Vernon, talking Northwest League hoops. And Jeff, you know, I think we have to start with Lyndon Christian, who on the boys and girls side both are posting 5-0 records, 1-0 league play to start. Lyndon Christian boys were 1A state champ runner-ups last year, that is, and the girls were fourth place. What do you make of both Lynx teams this year and how they bode to perform again this year?
Well, I think they will bode terrific throughout this year. The boys, 10 turning in their 12-player rotation, led by guards Jose Amepeline and Jake Pogue, along with Zach Ritzesender. And they do have a little height with George DeYoung, a young 6'6" sophomore. So I expect the boys to roll and definitely be contenders. Not just a year, they should just run away with the 1A up here in the North. The state contenders as well, and the girls could probably be the same. They were fourth last year. They're led by 6'2" senior Kira Mayama, and also Haley Hollander and Avery Knights to give them a great rotation for the Lynx. I expect them to be powerhouses, as you mentioned, both in the 1A boys and girls this season.
Now on the boys' side, it appears that Lyndon, Squalicum, and Anacortes might be three of the other teams that are ones to contend with. If that's the case, who are some of the players that we should keep an eye out for on those squads?
Oh, that is exactly the case for Lyndon. They've got some size this year with Davis Bodie. Lyndon, normally a big team, but Sturt, who's a big forward anyway, their leader, great shooter from the outside at 6'5", also with the quarterback on the football team. Look for him to be the leader, but they have a good backcourt, very athletic. Noah King and Jordan Wittenberg, and also at guard, Andrew Piffling, can shoot the ball as well. They expect to have a big year from the junior and some young players that will work into the mix as well. They'll be strong. Squalicum, not as big this year, but boy, they have athleticism. Josiah West, the taller guard at 6'2", is dynamite. And they've got Demeek Mitchell and Darius Powell, 5'10 and 5'9 respectively. Very quick. But for Squalicum with those guards to be great. And Anacortes lost a lot of guys off last year's runner-up team, but the young players got experience. And the one senior coming back who did contribute a lot, David Rodriguez, the 6'4 forward, looking to score more this year. He's a defensive player mostly last year. They also have young at South, 6'6" post, and a big body, big football guy, big 250-pounder. He's improving. And a couple of young guards, Tristan Lowry can shoot, and Tyler Blumen can handle the ball. Look for Anacortes to be very strong in the 2As.
Now, on the girls' side, do you see teams like Mount Baker and Burlington Edison giving the Lyndon Christian Lynx a run for their money up there?
Overall, in the conference, Burlington Edison would be the team. I look for them to be the class of the 2A, along with the Lyndon girls as well. Lyndon should be pretty good, but Burlington's led by a couple of quick guards. Edie Breckenridge can really shoot. Tyra Lopez can shoot as well and handle the ball. Also, Carly Watson, who's dealt with some injuries in her career, is back and playing terrific ball. Mount Baker will be tough. They'll be in the mix. Also, Lyndon's got Elisa Coyman, a young forward that can do it all. They look to be tough, but of course, Lyndon Christian to me is the class overall, not just in the 1As in the state, but also overall in the Northwest Conference. They're dynamite.
Now, as a longtime reporter for us on Varsity Football Live, you've had the great opportunity of seeing many of the great 2A rivalries on the football side of things with, you know, Burlington Edison and Cedro Woolley, Lyndon and Ferndale. Do those kind of rivalries exist on the basketball court as well?
Oh, they do. I mean, Squalicum and Lyndon's gotten to be quite a little rivalry over the last few years. You know, Lyndon always strong in every sport, it seems like. And Squalicum, you know, they've really stepped it up in football as of late. But football, they've been good for years and years and years. And yes, that has really built up quite a rivalry. Ferndale, even though they're in the 3A, anything they do against Lyndon is a strong rivalry. And here in Skagit County, yeah, Burlington Edison, Cedro Woolley, we just did a rivalry game on Friday night, and that was action-packed as well. So yeah, some pretty good rivalries also on the hardwoods up there.
Any big games that you have circled on your calendar up there, or any tournaments in your neck of the woods that are coming up within the next few weeks?
Just any games coming up involving Lyndon and Squalicum. I haven't had a chance to see those teams yet. The schools here start playing them in January, and I can't wait to see those two schools out there battling it out. I look for them in the boys 2A to really be extremely tough this year.
Jeff Rex with KAPS Radio up in Mount Vernon. Always a pleasure having him on the show with us to give us his input on the Northwest League. And you'll be able to hear him on Friday nights when we get the show going in January, Varsity Hoops Live. Thanks again for joining us today, Jeff.
Hey, thanks.